Hey, what's up, friend? It is Sam Altieri. Welcome back to another episode of the Balance with Sam podcast. I am a coach and an author and a speaker, and I am so stoked you're here to help you heal your relationship with food and your body. If you've ever struggled with your weight, with body image, with food, you are in the right place. It is something that I struggled with for years and years and years, and after helping hundreds of women overcome their food and body image struggles, you are next. I am so stoked to bring you all the strategies, all the tools, all the mindset work to help you feel confident in your body again so you can take your life back, be unstoppable, be confident, be a freaking badass, because that's what you truly are. And this podcast is exactly for you. I'm so stoked to bring it to you, and I am so grateful you are here. Now let's dive into the episode, and I'm so excited to see you transform. Hey friend, so I don't know about you, but I have definitely been in a place with my body where I'm just so frustrated and so annoyed, and it feels like I'm trying so hard and it's not going to plan, and like, what more can I do? And I just get mad. I would get mad and beat myself up and look in the mirror and just be frustrated and wonder like what was wrong with me. And if you are in that place right now with your relationship with your body or your relationship with food, and you're just feeling frustrated and stuck, I have a short mindset clip for you. I'm so excited to dive into this and share part of my course with you. One of the mindset videos I include in my course is all about the power of acceptance. And when we accept where we are, then we can take action. So let's dive into the episode, and I can't wait to hear what you think.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello, friend. So I wanted to talk about the power of acceptance, which is one of the hardest things that I had to learn, this powerful lesson, and always feeling like judgment around myself, like, oh, I should be farther along by now, or like, why do I not look like her yet, right? Or, oh my God, I just want to eat the way she eats, or whatever. And I want you to just get really clear and remember that the only way to change is to, one, know where you are, right? And two, accept where you are. And that acceptance piece can be really, really hard, because we can just feel like we should have figured it out by now. I know for me, I was like, why is it taking me 5 fucking years to figure out my relationship with food? Why has it taken me so long to lose these last few pounds? Right? And if you're in that place right now, I just want you to know you are not alone. But where you are is where you are. Like, think about that, right? Like, you're literally where you are right now. Like, that's it. There's no other universe where you're like farther along. You're here right now. That's all we have, is right here and right now. And so often we get so fixated on everything but right now, everything but the present moment. And part of this whole healing journey is about being in the present moment, even with your current body, and being okay with it, right? Because if you aren't okay with it, you're gonna get really, 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 really frustrated. You're gonna get so pissed at yourself, right? You're gonna have no grace and compassion. You're gonna be like, what is wrong with me? But it is what it is, right? You're here now, and that's it. You can't change it. You literally can't change it. So you might as well accept it, and you might as well start liking yourself and accepting yourself. Right? A mantra I use with all of my clients, and I want you to start using too if you don't already, is I am satisfied with where I'm at, or I'm becoming satisfied with where I'm at, and eager for more, right? You can be okay with your current body and have a goal to change it. Right, but as soon as you're like, I fucking hate where I am, I want to be over there, right? Well, then you're trapped, because you put yourself in like handcuffs because you hate where you are so much that you're not even willing to think about the steps that you need to take in order to change. And if our head is so consumed with all of the places we aren't, well, we don't even have the mental capacity, the mental energy to make change. So we have to accept where we are. And in fact, there's nothing else that you can do except stay stuck. We are stuck when we just can't accept where we are, right? But when you accept where you are, you take your power back. You get back into control. You can grab life by the horns, literally, because you're like, all right, fuck it, I own it. All right, think of it this way. If you're in debt, the only way to get out of debt is to accept that you're in debt and then make a change. If you're overweight, or maybe you just don't feel that great in your body, the only way to change is to accept that you feel that way and then change. It's uncomfortable. I get it, because I was 35 pounds heavier than I am right now, and it was not a good feeling. But the only way I could change was to be like, okay, giddy up, let's do it, right? And every day that you make progress is a bonus. That's it. I want you to start thinking of it like that. Every day that you get better is a bonus. But you're good where you are. You literally are. You are so good where you are. And I'm gonna drill this into you time after time after time after again on all of our calls, right? In every single lesson that you learn from this point moving forward is you are good. You are. You literally are good enough as you are. And you've been living your whole life telling yourself, I gotta prove myself. I gotta be better, right? I gotta lose this weight, right? The real reason why is because you just wanna feel good enough in your current body. But girl, you are literally good enough as you are. You are.
Somewhere along the line, someone's told you that you aren't. Right?
We're gonna dig into these stories and these patterns and these beliefs, but you are good enough as you are. You can be satisfied with where you're at and eager for more. And in fact, that's the only way. So I want you to get a sticky. I have my sticky right here, right? I am becoming someone who's satisfied with where they're at and eager for more. We're gonna practice that. It's gonna be your mantra.
That wraps up another episode of the Balance with Sam podcast. I hope that you enjoyed this episode and you helped see that power of acceptance. It's so beautiful when we just really sit with ourselves. We don't have to love our body. We don't even have to like it. We just have to accept it, be neutral towards it, and then we can start taking action. If this resonated, and if you're looking for more support around mindset, I'm really excited because I am going to be launching a mini course just for you all around mindset, how to stop sabotaging. If you're trying to lose weight, whether you're trying to heal your relationship with food, this is for you. This is for you if you get in your own way, if you know what you need to do, but you can't seem to do it, if you fall off track, if you have a hard time being consistent. I'm so excited to bring this to you, and it's going to be super, super accessible. Head on over to my Instagram, saltylifts, and send me a DM. Let me know if this interests you. I want to give people that are super interested in this kind of a taste of what it's going to be like, and actually have you help me build this course so that we can do this together, so you get all the support that you need. I'm really excited to hear from you. I hope this episode rocked your pants. I cannot wait to see you next week, and I hope you have an amazing weekend.